This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. At least 400 people have been killed and around 250 injured in a Pakistani airstrike at a hospital in Afghan capital Kabul last night. Taliban government spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid said that a large section of the hospital has been destroyed in the Pakistani airstrike and the number of casualties may increase. He said Pakistani military regime has once again violated Afghanistan's airspace and targeted a drug rehabilitation hospital in Kabul, resulting in the death and injury of addicts who were undergoing treatment. The attack came hours after Afghan officials said the two sides exchanged fire along the common border. Filing of nomination papers has begun for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry after the issuance of notification. The schedule of the legislative assembly elections in these states was announced on Sunday along with Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Voting in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry will be held on the 9th of April. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. To tighten the surveillance during assembly elections in West Bengal, special emphasis will be given on technology-driven monitoring. Webcasting has been made mandatory in 100% polling booths. If webcasting is not conducted in any booth, decision of a re-election will be considered. For the first time in the state's electoral history, drones will be put into operation to monitor and observe situations in large gatherings or sensitive areas. Lok Sabha will take up further discussion and voting on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways for 2026-27 today. Initiating the discussion yesterday, Tariq Anwar of the Congress alleged that government has failed to meet its own targets. He said under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme, out of 1,337 stations, the redevelopment work has been completed at only 160 stations. Mr. Anwar also alleged that the government is only making announcements in the name of passenger safety. Ganesh Singh of the BJP said that over the last 10 years, a significant transformation has taken place in the railways. LPG carrier vessel Shivali, carrying 46,000 metric tons of liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, from Qatar, reached Mundra port in Gujarat yesterday. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Station New Delhi, Special Secretary at the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed that another Indian vessel carrying LPG, Nanda Devi, will arrive today. He added that an Indian-flagged vessel, Jag Latki, which sailed from the UAE, is safely en route to India. Indian Embassy in Iran has strictly advised Indian nationals currently in Iran to not approach or attempt to cross any land border of Iran for onward travel without prior and explicit coordination with Indian Embassy in Tehran. In the advisory, the embassy said that the Indian nationals who attempt to leave Iran via land borders without the knowledge and guidance of the embassy are highly likely to encounter serious logistical and immigration difficulties. It strongly discouraged uncoordinated movement towards land borders. The embassy noted that it will not be in a position to provide assistance once individuals move outside Iranian territory without prior coordination. It further said that they are in regular contact with members of the Indian community and coordinated arrangements are being undertaken wherever necessary. Indian Embassy in Doha has said that about 1,100 Indian passengers have travelled to New Delhi, Mumbai, Kochi and other destinations on Qatar Airways flights yesterday. In an advisory, Indian Embassy in Qatar said flights to these destinations also planned for today. It added Qatar Airways will be operating flights to Ahmedabad, Amritsar, Bengaluru, Chennai, Delhi, Hyderabad, Kochi, Kozhikode and Mumbai from the 18th of March. The Indian Embassy said to book flights and for the latest flight updates, passengers can visit the Qatar Airways website or app or contact a travel agent. In the Indian Wells tennis tournament, Yannick Sinner beat Daniil Medvedev in the finals to claim the title. The number 2 ranked Italian beat Medvedev for the 9th time in the last 10 matches to claim his first title at the tournament. World number 1 Arina Sabalenka beat Elina Rybakina in the women's final for a first Indian Wells title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.